have any luck getting Blake. Blake, are you there? Blake Olson, I hear you breathing.
Are you kidding me? You could hear me breathing. I'm sorry about that.
No. I just now heard it. It sounded great.
Let me pot down here.
Yes.
Is that okay?
No, it sounds wonderful, Blake.
This is great. You know what? I think we should make this a regular thing.
Oh, we absolutely should. I just got your text, and I'm like, why is Blake not planning to be on anyway? So this makes sense.
Well, it's better than on a phone in a hotel, more than likely.
Where are you right now, Blake?
So I am in the press box. So I just made it. What does it sound like? Does it sound hollow? Is there an echo?
There's a little bit of an echo, but it'll be fine. You sound great. It's crystal clear on our end.
Well, it is a beautiful. I mean, this stadium they built, I think, 7 years ago, and it's one of the best stadiums in FCS football. There's no question about that. Down the road in West Texas, Division II program, they have one at West Texas University that's almost identical, and the press box is outstanding. I got spoiled when I worked in Texas covering high school football. This is what every stadium looks like in high school football. So you kind of get jaded, and you are jaded, and you get spoiled a little down here. But man, this is what we need to do. Someone on Twitter just tweeted me and said we need one of those for UNC, and I said, well, let's start the fundraising right now. Here we go. Let's see if we can do it. And build one for UNC. But what makes it beautiful, it's a five-story press box. The ceilings are high. The windows are high. There's no track around the field, of course. It seats, I think, maybe 8,000, but everyone has a great seat. It's in a little bowl, great jumbotron. And, man, it feels like a big game, which we know it is for UNC. Just left the team, just saw about 30 of these guys coming out of interviews, and they cannot wait, man. They are chomping at the bit. And I think this town is excited for this game, too. So I'm just happy to, jump on with you and Angel.
Blake Olson, the voice of the UNC Bears. And, Blake, man, you've been just doing such a great job of promoting this team and getting out there and letting people know what's going on. Because to be real honest, that's about the only way a lot of people have any kind of feel or idea as to what's going to happen tonight for UNC. Without you doing the work that you've been doing for these past several months, we wouldn't know this team as well as we do. And we know them a little bit better thanks to you. So I'm excited to hear you and Matt on this call tonight because it does feel like a new era for everything. And Ed Lamb hopefully can get this thing off to the right, off on the right track. And we were talking about it, Angel, before we had you on, Blake. We were talking about how significant this win would be. The Bears just haven't had many significant wins in the last 10, 20 years.
No, they haven't. This is the 130th year of UNC Bears football. And a lot of us who are old enough used to watch them at Jackson Field over in East Greeley. And man, they had some success there, on and off. But when they made that, and then obviously in Division II, they went back-to-back national championships, which was huge. And when they made that jump, just like Abilene Christian here to Division I football, a lot of people were worried. Can we compete in FCS? Can we do this? Can we vie for championships? We want to go to the next level, but at the same time, we want to have some success. And they really haven't had it. But you and I both know, living in Denver for most of my life, I knew that UNC, I knew the passion was there, and I know how much people love college football in that area of our state. So we need to give back to them. We need to give them the product. We need to make it a priority. That's what you and I and Angel and everyone at KFKA, that's what we're trying to do. And now Matt Gaeter joining the team. I mean, now this coaching staff, every day I learn something new. Last night I talked to Michael Smith, who's the associate head coach. He's in charge of the running game. Just an awesome individual. All these men on this coaching staff, honestly, they're men of character and integrity, and I love that about them. So I had a long conversation with Michael last night. You'll hear some of it tonight on the pregame show. But, you know, it's all coming together. You know, the president of the university, Andy, is here with his wife, and they're excited. And I know how important it is to have a great, you know, football program in your university. It gets things moving. It markets the school and the students. If there are any students listening, get ready for next week. That is a huge game. Incarnate Word, a great football program out of San Antonio. You know, if we can pull off a victory tonight and then move on to next week and get this ball rolling, get it going, it's going to be a great football season, and for not just this year, but years to come. So, man, this is what Friday in the fall is all about, and especially right before Labor Day weekend. Hey, the party starts tonight here on KFK.
And that's what I love about it being on a Thursday night because, yeah, there's some other games going on, but locally there's, you know, CSU's on Saturday, CU's right. on Saturday. The night locally belongs to the UNC Bears, and what better way to start this Ed Lamb era off by winning against a pretty solid team? They won 7 games last year, Abilene Christian did. So this would be a marquee victory right off the bat for Ed Lamb and his crew.
This is a big-time program when you think about FCS football. The money is here. You just look around. I'm just looking around the campus. The practice facilities. Look, there are a lot of people from North Dakota State and beyond. Montana, Montana State, Weber State, a place like Abilene Christian. There are a lot of people who take this level of college football seriously. And if you're in the area, you're in the college town with a program like this, man, jump on. This is so much better than going to an NFL game. I'm sorry. I know I'm biased. I'm jaded. But it just is. I mean, the band's going to be playing here. They should have a packed crowd here. All these players want to win because they love the game. That's all. They're not thinking about NIL. There may be one or two guys that benefit from NIL at this level. But they are thinking about winning for each other. And I've been talking to a lot of these guys the past 24 hours. And, you know, a couple of them, they're losing their starting spots to other guys who've transferred, who've been recruited. And you know what? They want them to have success because if they're successful, then they are going to be successful as an individual because they're in a winning program and they're going to contribute, whether it's tonight or in weeks to come. So let's make this the home. KFKA 103.1 and 1310 KFKA is the home of UNC Bears football. We're gonna get pumped up every week, 7 days a week. We're going to bring you video. We're going to bring you stories. And that's another thing. You know, someone said this summer to me, hey, guess what? Channel 9's coming up here. I'm like, why do you need Channel 9? I'm here every day.
Exactly.
I worked at Channel 9 25 years ago. It's 2023. You don't need television now. All right? We're going to bring you a great product. Why? Because we love it. We're passionate about it. We live in Greeley. We live in northern Colorado. We live in towns surrounding the Greeley area. We want them to have a successful football program because it's not just them, it's us. We care. We want to see success on the football field. And you know what? I think it's going to start tonight. It's going to be a tough game. It's going to be difficult to pull it off, but I think they can do it.
Well, and again, I just appreciate what you're doing, and we're lucky to have you bringing this attention to the University of Northern Colorado. And then you start with a new color analyst tonight, too, Matt Gaeter. I love this because he played the game. He played for the Bears. He was in the Ernest Collins Jr. days, and even a stint with Ed McCaffrey. He was an Air Force football player as well, so he's bringing a lot of football background to these broadcasts, along with what you're already bringing, Blake. I am excited for this team.
I agree. And, you know, he can compare the programs. There's so much that goes into a football program, from the food to the travel to the hotel rooms to the, you know, how you're going to dress on the plane. And, you know, he can look at that over, you know, the past, you know, 6-7 years that he's been involved with UNC, not to mention just being in the trenches, but he knows what goes along with it. And he's able, I pick up something from him every day because he's able to compare and contrast. I'm able to do that just from being old. Okay, Angel, stop laughing. So, you know, it's fun. But look, Gaeter, man, we have... we have been at the table with six of these offensive linemen the past, 12 hours. And the stories that they're telling, I'm not talking about humorous stories and that type of thing. I'm talking about preparation stories and how serious these young men take it and how dialed in they are. We've got true freshmen starting tonight at center. And we're going to talk about that tonight a lot during the pregame show at 5 o'clock. Those are big shoes to fill, and that is a huge responsibility. But this is a great example of where this program is going when you look at this young man, and that will be my tease for tonight right now. I'm not going to talk a lot about it right now, but, optimism and just the positive feeling around the program, I can feel it, and it's exciting.
Blake, it really is, man, and I cannot wait. You sound crystal clear, fantastic. We are looking forward to this call, the Blue and Gold pregame show starting up at 5 o'clock with the opening kickoff just after 6. I am jazzed for this, and there are some people choosing another app to watch, and that's fine. I've suggested it, but I say turn that down because those guys aren't out covering this team on a daily basis. Turn that down, crank up KFKA, and you'll have Blake and Matt on the call.
I love it. Now, I don't honestly, Angel described and kind of went through the process of how to do that. I have no idea how to pause it and match it up. I don't know, but I'm going to let my dad know so he can listen in Longmont. He's 90 years old, and he's an old UNC guy, so hopefully he'll be able to hear it. But I know he's going to say, well, I want to watch it on TV, too. Well, we can figure that out. I'm going to give him Angel's phone number so he can pause it and time it up properly, correctly, and enjoy this game tonight. But, man, thank goodness, FCS football is back. Used to be 1AA. It's Division I football, college football, Northern Colorado, the Bears, with new head coach Ed Lamb. It's going to be a blast.
Blake, best of luck to you, my friend. It's going to be fun. Appreciate you, and we'll look forward to your call tonight.
All right. I'm going to send some more photos on at Blake Olson 1. And then that could be your source for video and images when it's not game time. So, and you know what? I'll try to get some post game tonight if I can from the young men after a victory, okay?
Second to none, my friend Blake. Looking forward to it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Brady. Thanks, buddy. Thanks, Angel.
Blake Olson, the voice of the UNC Bears. He's pumped. He's ready to rock and roll. Pre-game show starts at 5 o'clock here on 103.1, 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com. I suggest downloading the TuneIn app. It's free. There's paid portions of TuneIn, but to listen to KFKA any day, all day, it's free to go to TuneIn. Oh.
You can pause it and play it in the app.
Yes.
So when you're pausing it to find it, your TV gets synced up, you can figure it out.
Angel's got it. You've got it, dude. I mean, I've already had people like, glad it's on ESPN Plus. Yeah, fantastic. Those guys don't know what the hell they're talking about. We got guys that know what the hell they're talking about. So would you rather listen to a game with guys that know what the hell they're talking about or don't know what the hell they're talking about?